We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Team TXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed
on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Some not-so-stellar news for St. John Fisher. They're now reporting 52 confirmed cases of COVID-19 among the on-campus population. The last confirmed case was reported yesterday, Monday, October 19th. The college says that two-thirds of the new cases are students within the same residence hall, Dorsey Hall. Ugh. Yeah.
Hate Dorsey that for Hall. Dorsey Hall.
Nothing good happens at Dorsey Hall. I'm telling you that right
it's
now.
That's not what they say.
Yeah. Oh, I am witness to it. Back at college, Dorsey Hall.
Yeah.
I used to visit all my friends that were Cardinals. Anyways, using water, waste, and saliva surveillance, they're able to contact trace and see what's been going on. The college has identified several students who may have been exposed and put them in quarantine or isolation. On Friday, the college increased its COVID-19 alert to orange, level orange, which means the cases are low, but they have a potential to increase the transmission.
Well,
so
we know the rules from Governor Cuomo. If it gets to what, over 100, that's when they have to go to remote learning. So
for at least 2 weeks.
They're at 52 right now. So something to keep an eye on.
We're halfway there.
And some better news. What is wrong with you today? Too much sleep? Not enough sleep?
It was like a combo of both. I don't know.
Okay. Weird. All right. Some better news for one of our local colleges. The University of Rochester has been named one of the best colleges in New York for 2021. That's according to a new ranking by the personal finance website Wallet Hub. So Wallet Hub compared more than 1,000 higher education institutions in the U.S. based on various factors, including admissions, rates, cost, safety, return on educational investment, and more. The U of R was ranked 8th best in the state and 56th best in the entire country. So congratulations to U of R. It's awesome.
All right. Many local non-for-profit organizations had to cancel their annual fundraising events this year due to COVID-19 pandemic concerns, slashing their revenue basically in half. The Center for Youth Fashion Show brought on $1 million last year, and the center decided to cancel the event this year. It would have been around this time.
Yeah.
It's usually in the fall. They figured a virtual fashion show wouldn't be the same, since it is a six-day, full glamour and excitement event right here in downtown Rochester.
It's a big deal in Rochester.
And the United Way, of Greater Rochester estimates that they're up 20 to 40% in non-for-profits will actually have to close their doors this year due to the lack of funds and lack of fundraising through all of these events. You know, people have pivoted and tried to make, you know, apples out of oranges or however the saying goes, but it's just not that.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oranges out of apples?
No.
I don't know.
I believe lemonade out of lemons is what you were grasping at.
Sure. Who cares? It's my own phrase, truly. It just feels like you're driving down the highway while you have a flat tire and your car's on fire.
Okay.
But I mean, it's just not the same. It's not the same, and there's no denying that.
Yeah, of course.
But I feel bad for a lot of these non-for-profits.
Do the best you can, for sure. Oh man. All right, let me switch the music up for this. Americans wanting to head north of the US border will not be able to do so for at least a little while longer. Yesterday, Canada's public safety minister, Bill Blair, tweeted that COVID-19 travel restrictions will remain in place at the U.S.-Canada border until November 21st. While the extension of the closure was anticipated, given the ongoing rate of virus transmission on both sides of the border, by the way, Blair's tweet confirmed the plan yesterday. Blair left open the possibility that it could be further extended to keep Canadians safe. The U.S. Homeland Security Department later confirmed that the United States land borders between Canada and Mexico will also remain closed to all non-essential travel until the 21st. All right, so I gotta stay on the bad side of Niagara Falls, I guess, for a little while longer. Can't go to the pretty Canadian side.
What a monster.
What? Everyone knows the American side sucks. Let's just call it what it is.
It's pretty dangerous. Yeah, there's a really dangerous. High crime rate.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
I had some friends that went to NU, and yeah, a lot of drive-bys.
Oh,
anyways.
All right, coming up in the TPX.
Not to get dark.
Next hour, jeez. Movie theaters, not the only thing getting the go-ahead to reopen this week. We'll tell you about the other big deal that, especially if you love winter sports, you're going to be all about. That's coming up around 8:25 this morning, up online at 98pxy.com. You can check out the good news. We have got you covered there for a little boost this morning. Start your day off reading some good stuff.
And radiating then, positivity.
That's right. Yes, radiating positivity. It's quite the phrase. And then you can jump back in for today's Savage or Sensible, not giving a quick courtesy knock before walking into someone's house who instructed you to just walk in, whatever. A lot of people have thoughts on this one. A lot of texts coming through. If you are on if you're on hold on the phones, hang on. If you want to jump in, 585-222-9800. I was on one side of this, and then the potential of what I could be walking into has now made me change my tune. That maybe not a knock, but at least a courtesy heads up that you're going to someplace is, I think that needs to be a thing. Just showing up unannounced and barging in, even if someone has said to you, yeah, just come on in, is definitely savage. If it's somebody's house, for sure.
It's only as awkward as you make it, you know?
Yeah.
If anything were to happen.
You know, we got some people on hold who might feel differently about that sentence. We'll get to it. Hang on. We'll jump back into Savage or Sensible next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.